Phoenix Audio presents
Shadows on the Hudson by Isaac Bashevis Singer, Volume 1. Performed by Theodore Bickel, Julie Harris, and John Rubinstein.
That evening, the guests gathered in Boris Markover's apartment on the Upper West Side. The apartment building into which Boris had just moved reminded him of Warsaw. Built around an enormous courtyard, it faced Broadway on one side and West End Avenue on the other. The Cabinet de Travail, or study, as his daughter Anna called it, had a window overlooking the courtyard, and whenever Boris glanced out, he could almost imagine he was back in Warsaw. Almost quiet at its center, the courtyard enclosed a small garden surrounded by a picket fence. During the day, the sun crept slowly up the wall opposite. Children ran around on the asphalt in play. Smoke rose from the chimney. Sparrows fluttered and chirped. All that seemed to be missing was a huckster carrying a sack of second-hand goods or a fortune-teller with a parrot and a barrel organ. Whenever Boris gazed into the courtyard and listened to its silence, the bustle of America evaporated, and he thought European thoughts, leisurely, meandering, full of youthful longing. He had only to go into the salon, the living room, to hear the din of Broadway reverberating even here on the 14th floor. Standing there, watching the noisy automobiles, buses, and trucks, and catching the subway's roar from under the iron gratings, he was reminded of all his business affairs and thought of telephoning his broker and arranging to meet his accountant. The day had suddenly become too short, and he felt the need to take out his fountain pen and scribble in his notebook.